Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. After a thrilling NCAA final, boy, March Madness carrying into the first 8 days of April and going out with a bang last night, the men's championship game going into overtime. Congratulations to both teams, Texas Tech and the overall winner, the University of Virginia. What a thrilling final. The women's final was a thriller. The men's final was a thriller. What a great NCAA basketball tournament we had this past year. Hey, we've got baseball coming away tonight on KQ&A. You know, the Diamondbacks took 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox. They're continuing interleague play tonight and tomorrow as they host the Texas Rangers with the pregame show at 6 o'clock and the first pitch at 6:40. That is tonight and tomorrow on KQ&A. Hey, on today's show, we're going to talk spring cleaning and cleaning for a reason, because it's National Cleaning for a Reason Week coming up. We're going to have Shannon Miller here from Castle Keeper Cleaning, and there's a very good program they are part of. It's a national program that helps cancer patients, and you'll really be touched when you hear what they do for absolutely no charge. Also, our friend Diana Dalsas from West of Yavapai Guidance Clinic will be here. It's the annual Chalk It Up coming up. That's the annual fundraiser and fun event for creativity and self-expression in downtown Prescott. Hey, as you know, we always welcome your questions and comments, even your guest suggestions to Q&A. Just drop me an email to DJ Phone. That's DJFONE at KQ&A.com. And I know a lot of our listeners listen to KQ&A at work or driving to and from work, but if you haven't yet listened on the weekend mornings, you've really missed some good stuff. The Contractors and Homeowners Show, Hammer Time, waking up at the YCCA with Sandy Griffiths at 7 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays. The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center at 8 and 11 on Saturday, repeated at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, and Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara Stevenson, Saturdays at noon on KQ&A, especially apt now because the tax deadline is fast approaching. It's coming up next week. Don't let that slip by you. Stay tuned because we've got Shannon Miller just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit alversusagent.com. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2017 SNL PNC Direct Written Premium.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Extravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
This is Stephanie Hillig, principal of Abiajet Elementary School. We are enrolling now for the upcoming school year, and I would like to invite you to visit any one of our K-4 campuses. Lincoln, Taylor Hicks, and Abiajet all have amazing award-winning programs and highly qualified and dedicated staff who truly care about every child every day. All PUSD elementary schools will have Discovery Gardens pre-K classrooms. This gives kids a great start and an easy transition into kindergarten. Please call the office or visit PrescottSchools.com for a tour.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07, and you know, it's traditional for a lot of homemakers to look at this time of year as spring cleaning. Well, we have the lady here who can answer all your questions about that. Her name is Shannon Miller. And Shannon, tell us what you do with Castle Keeper Cleaning.
Oh, we do hundreds, if not close to, I wouldn't exaggerate, maybe thousands of move-out cleanings, spring cleanings, deep cleanings. But really, I'm here to talk about cleaning for a reason. That's why I came today.
And that is a great and that's a national program, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it involves cancer, people who are being treated for cancer. So tell us how that program works.
It's actually a non-for-profit agency that's helped over 30,000 women to date.
Wow.
And how it works is if you're in treatment for cancer, this organization partners with business owners like myself, mm-hmm. and we provide free cleaning for the women or men. I've had men come through,
sure,
who are in treatment for cancer. And when you're not feeling well, the last thing you want to have to worry about is if your house is clean.
Now, I imagine, too, that someone who is being treated for cancer, not only would cleaning the home be very physically strenuous, but if you're being treated, there's a good chance your immune system is down. You don't need to be exposed to those cleaning chemicals, do you?
No. We try to be as conscientious as possible. Sometimes the homeowner is there when we're cleaning. Sometimes they get taken out to lunch.
Sure.
The family's doing one. Then we open up the windows and get everything all aired out and cleaned, mm-hmm. and everything.
And Castle Keeper has been involved in this for how long now?
Gosh, this is my third year.
Mm-hmm. So. And you've been involved with Castle Keeper for how long?
Oh, my gosh. I've been in business for 10 years. This is coming up May.
I bet you can have some really interesting stories about some cleaning projects you've undertaken, haven't you?
Yes, but we have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
And that's why business is good, isn't it?
Yes.
Being
very discretionary, yes.
Yeah, there you go. That goes a long way, doesn't it?
It does. You're paying top dollar for discretion, people.
Yeah, we zip our lip.
Yes.
But, you know, in all seriousness, though, you have to confront some pretty challenging situations, I would think. But what are the most common reasons people call you?
Oh, well, we have our regular base of clientele, so we could actually clean anywhere from 75 to 100 homes every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have usually the one-time cleans, so those are move-out cleans, deep cleans, spring cleanings, top-to-bottom deluxe cleaning is our most popular clean. That's actually where we'll wipe off the outsides of your cabinets, we'll get your baseboards wet wiped, your switch plates, we'll get your bathrooms caught up if they need it. We'll clean your oven if you would like to have that done, the inside, mm-hmm. of your refrigerator, and just give you a nice, sparkly clean.
Just doing the oven, that alone makes me want to call somebody and have them do it for me. That's not a pleasant job, is it?
No, it is not a pleasant job at all.
And you mentioned move-outs. So I would imagine a lot of times you have saved a renter their deposit by doing the cleanup on their move-out, haven't you?
Oh, yes. We've actually done 2,116 move-out cleans. Just finished one this morning.
No kidding.
Yes. And I started tracking them a couple years ago. And everyone is slightly different. But, yeah, we've done that many. I can't believe it.
And I bet the landlords sometimes call you in, too, don't they, after someone's moved out?
Occasionally. We'll get a landowner who wants to have it cleaned. It's just budgeting.
Sure.
Definitely.
Sure, absolutely. So National Cleaning for a Reason is a week-long event, and it starts the 18th, correct?
Yes, that's April 18th through the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
We had two proclamations made for the city of Prescott and Prescott Valley last year, so that we could actually officially celebrate it this year,
mm-hmm.
which was really nice. I came on the show, your show, last year in May, and we talked a little bit about it then.
Sure.
But we do have some exciting things coming up. If you like our Facebook page, that's Castle Keeper Cleaning, Castle with a K. We're actually going to do a live drawing at 5 p.m. for the 5 days in a row, or 6 days, I think is what we decided. And if you're a local resident and you want to win some free house cleaning and a couple other prizes, we've got some really cool stuff that we're doing, and we're going to do that live, so it'll be fun.
And I assume because of that, too, because of the special occasion here, you're also looking for someone to perhaps donate T-shirts, a location to have it, maybe coffee, donuts, things like this, right?
Yes, that's actually, we're looking for that as well, and that's more curtailed to our volunteer day. What mm-hmm. is happening is I'm going to a lot of marketing events, and people are asking me how I'm coming up with the money to pay for all these free cleanings. And it actually comes out of my profit margin, my very own income.
Sure.
The employees are paid, but the recipients are patients. There's no charge.
Mm-hmm.
So typically it comes with two free cleanings. There have been circumstances where we've gone in and done 8, sometimes 9 cleanings because it needed it, not because I worked out some sort of deal. I just gave 9 free cleanings because that's what needed to happen.
Sure.
But we are having a volunteer day coming up in June. The date is going to be announced very shortly. And we're looking for somebody, if there's anybody out there in the radio land, to donate T-shirts if it's in their budget. Or maybe I can get 2 vendors to donate, you know, shirts so that we can give the volunteers on that day a T-shirt to wear so that they can actually be proud of what they're doing. But, yeah, we're going to have a volunteer day in June, and I'm hoping to do probably about 20 properties that day.
So
we can catch a lot of people up who aren't in treatment for cancer, who just genuinely need to have that type of stuff done.
Sure. I would imagine, too, this is, of course, an area that is a retirement mecca. I would imagine sometimes an older homeowner who isn't as young and chipper as they used to be would love to have their house cleaned, wouldn't they?
Yes. And we actually have a Facebook page for that, and it's Cleaning for a Reason, and it has a slash, and it's Castle Keeper Clean Volunteer Day. So if you would like to sign up to become a volunteer on that day, that would be wonderful. And we're also taking applications for the free cleanings as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's called Castle Keeper Cleaning, but you can own a castle, a condo, or a cubbyhole, right?
Correct. We've done all three.
Yeah, I could imagine. What's the largest place you've ever taken on?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you do any commercial projects, by the way?
We do commercial projects. Usually we do the one-time commercial projects. We do have some regular cleanings that we do for commercial, but typically it's the one-time projects. That's what we're known for. The largest home that we've done is we had one of them passed away, but it was 17,000 square feet.
Wow.
So that's 9 bathrooms.
Holy smokes.
2 kitchens.
And that took how long?
Oh, my gosh. It took 4 people, I want to say 3.5-4 hours.
Whoa, 3.5, I'm thinking 3.5-4 days.
Yeah, sometimes that can happen, but no, this house was pretty well maintained.
Well, not only that, but I would imagine, I'm glad you mentioned that timing, because I was just going to ask you, when you guys take on a project, you already know, you've got your system down pretty well, don't you?
Correct.
You want to get in and out as soon as you can, but get the job done. So tell me what you do when you first arrive at a client's home.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's been a while since I've actually had to clean myself. Let me see if I can remember. So we would come into the house. We would obviously greet the homeowner, and then we would go by the digital calendar and what the notes were inside.
Mm-hmm.
And we would immediately start by high dusting, and then we would start either – I would ask the homeowner if they wanted the one side of the house, which had the kitchen on, or they want us to start in the bathrooms. If they're around lunchtime, usually I like to do the bathrooms so they can make lunch and – get their stuff done. And then once we got all of that wet work, so to speak, done, then we would start on the dry work. But we do it in larger sections. Mm-hmm. So everything's either dusted or polished, and it's vacuumed and mopped.
We are talking to Shannon Miller with Castle Keeper Cleaning. We got lots more to talk about with Shannon in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The spring 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today and check out the annual Home and Garden section and an interview with Pam Jones and David Hess. Prescott Living is pleased to announce plans for an inaugural hardcover showcase special edition coming late summer. To find out more about the new edition and the annual photography contest, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Prescott Living Magazine.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Primavera Online School, You Pick It, Yavapai Model Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs host the Texas Rangers Tuesday at 6, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
The tents are up. The savings are incredible. Save thousands right now at the Finley Toyota Prescott Tent Event. For a limited time, get your tax refund or down payment doubled. Finley Toyota Prescott will double your tax return or down payment up to $2,000, giving you up to $4,000 to put down on a new Toyota. Plus, get up to $2,000 customer cash back on Corolla and Avalon, and $1,000 on Camry. APR is as low as 1.9%. Toyota certified used APR as low as 3.9%. Save thousands right now at the Finley Toyota Prescott Tent Event. Finley Toyota Prescott will double your tax return or down payment up to $2,000, giving you up to $4,000 to put down. Come look under the big tent and find out how far your dollar goes this month. April is the month to double down at Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $499. The offer expires 4/1/2019.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 219. We're talking with Shannon Miller from Castle Keeper Cleaning. Before we go any further, Shannon, we haven't given our listeners your contact info. How can they call you if they want their homes done or if they want to participate in Cleaning for a Reason Week?
Oh, goodness. You can actually go right on my website. That's castlekeepercleaning.com, and that's castle with a K, keeper with a K, C, cleaning with a C. Mm-hmm. Or you can actually do the old school method, which I actually prefer, and that's my phone number, and that's 928.
You mean pick up a phone and actually call someone?
Yes.
Who does that anymore?
I actually like it. It's, you know, old form of communication.
Remember the old days when with the yellow pages, when all the plumbers had their names A, because people looked for the first name alphabetically?
Yes. I remember those days.
Yes, we do. Hey, I wanted to ask you, because you are one of the very few cleaning companies that actually runs background checks on your people, and why is that?
I actually, when I was cleaning myself before I had employees and I became a really big entity in the cleaning field, I felt that because I operate with a certain amount of integrity, I wanted to make sure that everyone was thoroughly vetted. I'm one of the few people that actually does it. There's nothing worse I think I'm one of two companies. There's nothing worse than having a service come into your home and then you find out that one of them has been a felon. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, before I get hate mail, that felons don't deserve to have a job. They just don't deserve to be in an intimate setting in someone's home. They need to be in a commercial aspect, maybe hypothetically at a bank, because they don't have access to anything. And then they can be supervised, and then there's no risk.
I had a nephew who worked at a bank. He got fired for stealing pencils. Now, is that dumb or what? But anyway, that's an old Rodney Dangerfield joke. Anyway, with Castle Keeper Cleaning, you do all sorts from small to large operations, correct?
Correct.
Small to large cleaning projects, home and commercial, correct?
Correct.
Has there been a commercial job where you thought, holy smokes, this is going to really be a big one?
Actually, the last big project we did was the Ulta Building. I don't know if you've ever been inside there. It's a cosmetic store.
Oh, the cosmetic store, sure.
Yes,
yeah, in the shopping center. Yeah,
clean for
I know
the
where
owners,
it is.
And if you know, all those little cubbies had to be vacuumed and wiped out.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
And he came to me after. He goes, I've never seen a cleaning company do such a detailed job. So that was awesome.
So what are some of the things now when you go through a home, you can see things and you can file them away, stuff that the homeowner or renter, whatever, has not been doing that you guys do. What are some of the tips you can give our listeners to keep their home as clean as they would like it?
I recommend maintaining daily. If you spent, 30 minutes every day in just maintaining your home. They say that people who actually make their bed and do laundry on a separate day are more organized and more efficient and are not frustrated at the end of the week than the people who don't do so. So with the people with children, I totally get it. I have two toddlers myself at home. And those are just little mess machines. They just run around putting handprints everywhere. But if you just spend a little bit of time every day, then when you get to the end of the week, it's not so overwhelming. I know people prefer to have a big clean done on Saturday. But if you just maintain, it makes it easier.
Have you paid any attention to the current craze about Marie Kondo, the decluttering queen?
Yes, I actually have her book.
Do you really?
I see her
everywhere now.
It's all marketing there.
I'm telling you, yeah.
She's done a great job marketing. I always have my finger on the pulse of what's going on cleaning-wise because I'm very interested in different methods. Mm-hmm. I go to ISSA. I'm actually part of that organization.
You can always learn something new, right?
Oh, every time I go, there's always – and then you can talk to the Bona people, which is actually a chemical wash, and I ask them, is there a better method? And most of those guys don't really know, so I know more than they do. The acrylic step-in tubs, the ones that you can sit in.
Yeah, sure.
There is a certain way to clean those. You cannot use a powdered abrasive because you could actually scratch it. And those tubs are $5,000 each.
Oh, ouch.
You've got to be careful what you're doing and know how to clean versus not clean.
And, there are funny little things you don't think about until they happen. I happen to like to wear hiking boots, which have a tire tread sole, which sounds fine, except for one thing. My driveway has little pea gravel, which gets caught in the tire treads on the shoes, and we have a hardwood floor in the kitchen.
Gosh.
And those little pebbles can leave marks on that floor, and they can scratch floors.
Yes.
And I have learned to keep those tire treads clear of pebbles or take the shoes off.
Yeah, taking the shoes off is the easiest.
Oh, my goodness. But in terms of decluttering stuff, have you ever done a cleaning job for someone who is very clearly a hoarder?
Yes, we've done three where we actually had to have a big dumpster delivered.
Yep.
And it's always better to do those after they are ready to do it, to have them leave for the day and then come back. When they participate, there's a lot of emotional holding onto, and it's very upsetting.
I can't get rid of that. Yeah.
Yes, and it's not – most of the time you would think that it would be broken stuff that they're throwing away. Those are the things that they want to keep because they're going to get around to it. And they're never going to get around to it. Mm-hmm. It's just upsetting for them. They're holding on to whatever that little tchotchke dog is.
Or I might need it someday.
Or, yes, I might need it someday because, ultimately we don't want to say that, but the world could end.
Well, sure. Yeah, you never know.
No.
You know what? When I lived in California, I rented a storage locker for about $100 a month. And it turns out that all that stuff that I had in that storage locker, I had that locker for 11 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Times $100 a month. You know what? The stuff in that storage locker isn't worth all of that money.
No.
So like Marie Kondo says, if it doesn't bring you joy, pitch it! or sell it, or give it to Stepping Stones or something like that, right?
I have a policy. My dad was actually a hoarder when I was younger, and he died of a massive heart attack when he was fairly young, and he left me a warehouse from floor to ceiling. It was 9,000 square feet. And we had stuff that he was going to get around to, and it was overwhelming. So we have a policy now. If we don't use it within a year, someone else needs to enjoy it.
There you go. Yeah. If you can go for a year without touching it or using it, you can do without it, correct?
Correct.
What great advice. Tell us once again when National Cleaning for a Reason Week is.
That is April 18th through the 24th in 2019.
And tell us about the volunteers you could use.
Oh, yes. The volunteer day is coming up in June. So if you're interested in helping us clean, it will be announced, I'm hoping, the next 2 weeks. I have to work out some logistics. And then we can all come. We'll have donuts somewhere, and then we'll get some coffee, and mm-hmm. we'll get moving.
Nice. And last but certainly not least, how our listeners can contact you if they need some house cleaning.
Yes. Here, I'll give you that phone number. It is 928-277-3868.
And that is Shannon Miller from Castle Keeper Cleaning for National Cleaning for a Reason Week. Thank you so much for this very generous. And you don't charge the cancer patients for that service, do you?
Oh, no. Nothing. Zero.
Very good. Shannon Miller, thanks for joining us today on Q&A Continued. Success in your business. And stay tuned, because we've got local and state news coming up, followed by a chat with Diana Dalsas from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. It's time for Chalk It Up. Once again, coming up on Q&A, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Spring brings new life in the world around us. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, inviting you to disconnect from the outside world and truly connect with the beauty around you. Enjoy it. Go RVing. Spring at Affinity RV means a spring cleaning sale to make room for our new 2020 models and prepare for a special event coming soon. Don't sign the bottom line until you preview what's coming at Affinity RV. You must see what's new with Winnebago, Grand Design, Lance, Jayco, Keystone, and Open Range. And save 25% on all in-stock parts and accessories. Enjoy complimentary food and beverages every Friday and Saturday at all three Affinity RV locations. Take your time, ask questions, look around. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for over 22 years. Proud to have been chosen one of the top 5 elite Blue Ribbon RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 9th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A young girl was hospitalized after falling out of a moving vehicle.
Buckeye Fire Department crews found the 8-year-old lying on a lane of Interstate 10 just before midnight Monday. The girl's family was not far from where she fell out of the vehicle. Unresponsive, the child was flown to Phoenix Children's Hospital where she's in critical condition. DPS is investigating. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
The Prescott City Council meets at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They'll consider a contract for the Gurley and McCormick Streets water main project.
The water main in Gurley from Summit Avenue to McCormick Street and McCormick from Gurley to Willow Street has exceeded its life expectancy. Prescott City Council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly sunny and dangerously windy today and tomorrow. Highs today near 76, blowing in a huge Wednesday-Thursday cool down to highs of only 56 and 61 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling late tonight to a mostly clear, very windy 37. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny, very windy high near 86 today, blowing in Wednesday and Thursday highs of only 65 and 70, with an overnight low of a windy 45 and rain moving into the area Friday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Prescott Valley Police Foundation's third annual golf tournament and ball drop is coming up, and it's packed with fun. You'll have a chance to win 8 rounds of golf at Stone Ridge, raffles and drawings, and even a new car from Lamb Chevrolet. It's all happening April 28th. For more information, call 775-4002. The Prescott Valley Police Foundation's third annual golf tournament and ball drop. Sponsored by Stone Ridge, Prescott Club, Lamb Chevrolet, and News Talk Sports KQ&A.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Napa Know How.
It's Love Your Car Month at Napa. And to show your car the love, get a Napa bucket for $2.99 and save 20% on almost everything you can fit inside, like car wash, car wax, and tire shine. So save some cash and look good doing it by getting 20% off with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:34. We have Diana Dalsas in the house from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation. It's amazingly that time of year again to get out your chalk, because I know of a certain parking lot that's going to look real colorful in just a couple of weeks. Right, Diana?
That's right. But one thing to correct, it's not your chalk you've got to get out. We are providing the chalk.
There you go.
And it's beautiful, high-quality chalk that's perfect for coloring on pavement. And everybody gets a box, and it's completely free. The whole event is free. It's really amazing. It's just one of the most fun things that I think a community can think of doing. Parents come with kids. We have professional artists who come from all over the country, and even this year somebody coming from Mexico. And It's a live entertainment both days, Saturday and Sunday, and everybody enjoys everything.
And it's not just the people wielding the chalk. You get a lot of people coming over to check it out, don't you?
Yes. I forget how many people actually color the pavement, but we have about 5,000 attendees every year.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. And the whole town turns out. People come from all over. I mean, there's almost nothing else that's as beautiful as this, and it's festive.
Now, with West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation, obviously you're in the mental health field, but there is also a wonderful component, the connection to Chalk It Up. You're talking about self-expression. You're talking about creativity. How important are those in terms of mental health?
You know, they're very important. I mean, it's just sometimes people, especially people who have some sort of mental health issues, can only express themselves through drawings or, they may not be articulate about what they're feeling, but you can pick up an awful lot through what they're coloring.
Mm-hmm.
And then people who don't have any problems, they come, this might be the first time they've used chalk. They take the box home. And I mean, I'm not talking about like a little box of four or five pieces. It's a whole spectrum rainbow. And they can learn how to express themselves. And it's just great.
So exactly when and where is Chalk It Up?
Okay. It's this Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. And it's the parking lot behind the National Bank of Arizona.
It's been there for several years now, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been there every year, and we hope it'll keep being there. Our biggest problem is more and more people come, and every year we have to create more squares of pavement for people to chalk, and I guess there's the possibility that some year we will run out, spread out onto the sidewalk or the street.
Yeah.
But right now, everybody's been accommodated.
You know, it's a good thing that you have that great big shopping center right across the street for the parking.
Yes.
Because I know you can use that. Maybe, maybe this is going to expand someday where you can start doing some artwork in that parking lot. But
that's a possibility.
That's a possibility. We like to see that. Now, this event is free of charge, but this creates costs. Who covers these costs?
Okay, it actually creates a huge amount of costs, and believe it or not, the biggest cost is the chalk itself because it is professional quality. We have all kinds of sponsors in the town, some really good community supporters, and they cover the expenses. And the thing is, though, that it's also a fundraiser for some of our other activities that the foundation helps to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And we rely on donations as well. Mm-hmm. We have donation jars there. Nobody has to pay anything. But if they want to, it helps. And even if it's just a matter of defraying the cost of the chalk, it's very, very helpful.
With the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation, tell us how often your caseworkers or the clinic gets phone calls from people who say, I've never done this before, but I have to talk to someone.
You know, that used to happen more than it happens now. And the reason is we now have this crisis stabilization unit that's been opened. And it was opened less than 2 years ago. So far, more than 5,000 people have walked in the door. It is open 24/7, every day of the week, Christmas, whatever. One year I dropped off Christmas cookies because I was just so impressed with the fact that there were people.
5,000 people in 2 years.
Yes, in this small community.
Not only that, but think of the burden that takes off of policemen who have to play mental health counselor, and you can do it for them and decide what their next step is, correct?
That's right. It's amazing. You walk in, and you're seen virtually immediately, and then there's a 23-hour observation period where you talk to counselors, sit in a very comfortable chair, take a shower if you need to, are fed. They try to figure out what medications you might need, whatever, locate family members. And at the end of that period of time, either there's an immediate treatment plan that's given to this person, or there's actually an in-bed psychiatric hospital that they just can go right into.
Mm-hmm.
And two things. One about the police that's just extraordinary is that it's about 3 minutes between drop-off and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not taking time of police officers out of their other jobs. If they had brought these people to the emergency room is taking care of people who are bleeding to death from car accidents mm-hmm. or having heart attacks, so they can't necessarily get to somebody who's having a schizophrenic break at that very moment, and the policeman cannot leave that person there. So that takes up a big chunk of police time. And also, you know, it's not like the emergency room is staffed with trained counselors who know exactly what to do in these things. And we also have a paramedic program at the crisis stabilization unit.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody comes in, it's not always easy to tell what's going on. So at least they can check all their vitals and they're in touch with the hospital to see what's happening. But the other really good advantage of it is that if a policeman finds somebody who's falling down drunk on the street, maybe even looks like he's falling down drunk on the street but isn't drunk, they don't know.
They're not trained for that, are they?
They're not trained. And what are they going to do? They put the person in jail, which is totally not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an incredible program. And it shows the need for it. I mean, more and more and more people are coming, and they just it's almost never empty, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, and the crisis stabilization unit not only takes a tremendous burden off the police, but also off of the hospital.
Yes.
And it gives your patients, your clients, a little cooling off period too, doesn't it?
Exactly. Sometimes at the end of 24 hours, they just feel a lot better, and
yeah.
they sort of feel like the crisis has passed. They know what to do next. They're given the name of a therapist to see or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they just come out and they feel good. But not everything is resolved that easily, and that's
True.
Why it takes professionals
mm-hmm.
to kind of make the distinction. Not going to let somebody out who's going to come back in again 2 hours.
Yeah. And, you know, I know over the past several years, all the great work the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation has done, you've worked very hard to erase the stigma
Absolutely.
Of seeking mental health help. And one thing that I really think stood out back at ERAU about 2 years ago, there was a talk by a Flagstaff psychiatrist, Dr. Elizabeth Caspian, who has done some work with you. And she was holding forth on a forum involving first responders who, like people in the battlefield in the military, see things the rest of us only have nightmares about. And they have to
imagine.
Deal with those things. And what she said really stuck with me to this day. She said, these are the toughest people in the world. And if they can come to us and say, you know, I think I need some help with this, then why can't the rest of us?
That's right. Things have changed so much. It used to be, you know, oh, you have depression? Snap out of it. What's the matter with you?
Snap out of it.
You know, what's
yeah.
wrong with your life?
Yeah.
You uh-huh. have your home, family, whatever. People don't really understand, and they're getting more and more sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that's also changed around here is attitude toward substance abuse.
Yeah.
Where it used to be very non-sympathetic, you know. Why even bother to treat these people? They're just going to keep coming back and everything else. And now, you know, we try as hard as we can. We have some very good rates of recovery from
mm-hmm.
our inpatient unit. But even good rates of recovery are not ideal by any means. It's just very hard. Once those substances are in your brain and have possibly changed some of the brain connections or chemistry,
mm-hmm.
that desire is
yeah,
always there.
And, you know, people tend not to understand the physiological or psychological implications of addiction, that once you're addicted, it controls you, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. And the other thing that people don't understand, and it's getting so much worse, I could spend a whole show talking about fentanyl.
Oh.
Because there's just so many reasons why that is a problem, and one of them is the fact that one pill to another, the dose can vary by so much, and the overdose, it's not that much different from taking enough to get high and taking enough to kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know.
Well, I'll give the Daily Courier credit for this.
Oh, yes.
Every single day on the front page, above
that.
The fold, they have stories about the fentanyl epidemic.
I know.
It's that bad.
It is that bad.
and ask any police officer, fireman, anybody who has to make those calls on these people. And then you get the people who are called upon twice in the same day because they get saved by, is it Narcol? Is that the
I forget the name of it, but yes, there's a drug you
You know
take.
What I'm talking about. They get administered a dose of that to save them, and then they need it again later in the same day. And that's the power. That is the evil of addiction taking place, isn't it?
I know. It's terrible. And so these people deserve our pity and help, mm-hmm. and not our scorn.
Yeah. And, you know, I had on the show 2 weeks ago, I had Damian and Ann Browning, who operate homes. I'm losing the name of it right now. Anyway, in Cottonwood, they have recovery homes. And they themselves are former addicts who serve time in prison. They know they paid the price. And they see it in the people that they help because they recognize when they're trying to blow smoke on them. Because they've been there. They've done the same thing. And they are helping people recover, get back, Steps to Recovery Homes. That's the name of their program. And they have several going on in Cottonwood. And they have worked with so many recovering addicts. And they know that, you know, because they've been in their shoes, it's a tough fight back up. You have to want to do it, but you also need a support system, don't you?
You absolutely do. And speaking of support systems, there's another program of the foundation, mm-hmm. The Senior Peer Program. And that is wonderful in terms of the seniors in our community. It's totally free. It's for anybody over the age of 60 who may be feeling isolated for whatever reason. It might be health issues. It could be loss of a spouse, financial problems, just some general anxiety about life. And the program has sort of two elements. One is, especially for the people who are really homebound, matching these seniors with a volunteer. We have at this point about maybe 50 or 60 volunteers. They go into these people's homes once a week and sit with them and talk to them. Sometimes these people, they don't have anybody else in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, one of the senior peers was saying that every week she goes and the woman pulls out the same photo album of her youth and her family and everything growing up and tells the same stories. And, you know, it could be boring, but it isn't because
it's important
like
to her, isn't it?
It's so satisfying to know that you're meeting this particular need of theirs. And then the other component of the program is for people who are, you know, at least somewhat mobile, and that's groups.
Yeah.
So this, you know, grief support groups, but also low vision and blindness.
Oh, yeah.
It really helps to be able to talk to other people who are going through the same thing,
mm-hmm.
hearing problems, meditation, just and even genealogy, like to put their fit. People sometimes get
sure.
really involved.
You know, I'm glad you're bringing these up, Diana, because a year and a half ago, I've been very, very, very lucky. I've never had a serious injury. I've never had a serious illness, but I did have leg surgery for the very first time last year, and I was limited to a wheelchair for a couple of weeks and then a walker for several weeks. It was my first time in my whole life not being able to do anything I want to do physically, and it got to me.
I can imagine.
It made me realize how susceptible I am and how my older years might be, because none of us is getting younger. None of
that's
us is
right.
getting healthier.
Scary. Nobody wants to think about
that's
it.
That's just it. And it made me realize I better start taking better care of myself. And, you know, you mentioned the loneliness factor and things like this. As my regular listeners know, I spent 5 years working in the funeral and cemetery industry in another state. And one of the things that really moved me, as much as I loved working at this one cemetery, because I got to know all the families so well, this one man would come to the cemetery every single day.
Wow.
His name was Paul. His late wife's name was Maudie. He would come to her grave every day. They were married for 66 years. Before that, they dated for 6 years. She was the only girl he ever knew. And he would come to the park every day and talk to her. And I would ask him, I'd say, Paul, how are you coming along? He said, you know what the toughest part is? At some point every day, I'll turn around and say, hey, Maudie, remember what? And she's not there. I can't share that memory. because they had gone through everything together for 72 years. She's not there anymore. And I can only imagine, you know, his case reminded me of why we see it so often. Someone who loses a spouse of so many years dies shortly after.
I know, I'm sure that's true. The other thing is that beyond sharing the memories of the past, there's what's happening at the moment. So it's like when I go home, I walk in the morning with all my friends. I'll tell my husband, oh, this is happening with so-and-so, and this is happening with so-and-so.
Who do you share your day with?
Right. And, you know, my food, I love to cook.
Sure.
It's just a huge loneliness factor if you lose someone, and there's so many different elements to it. It's not just the one single loss this person happens to have
died. And in this area with so many older people, we find them being scammed very easily, too, because scammers find out, oh, they would love to have someone to talk to, and they provide that, and that's how they get them on the hook.
That's right.
Very sad. Yeah. Well, Diana, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Remind us once again when and where. Chalk It Up.
Okay. Chalk It Up this Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4, the National Bank of Arizona parking lot, which is at the corner of Montezuma and Willis. And come if you want to volunteer. We need 150 volunteers,
believe it or not. That's a big one. Yeah.
We have a lot of them signed up already. But if at the last minute you sort of think, gee, I can give a few hours, there's a volunteer sign-in tent, and they'll find something for you to do. Mm-hmm. Come and listen to the music. Watch the kids dance. It's fun.
And how can our listener, you know, we occasionally get an email. I'll get an email from a listener saying, you know, I can't take part in their event, but I would like to write a check to help them out. How can someone help out the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation?
The best way is to go to the website, wygcfoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then click on make a donation or click on any of the other things you want to find out more about all the different programs we have, because we have a lot of programs.
Mm-hmm. Is there a phone number they can call?
Sorry, I don't remember it.
That's okay. We'll get to that later. But the important thing, well, it's also, I mean, you guys are a staple in the community. We know where to find you. Right across the street from the hospital in Prescott Valley, right?
Yes, but it's also one up on Cortez.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Now we have one in Chino Valley. It's you know, really a very big area.
And you make a great impact in the Quad Cities, and we thank you for that. Chalk It Up is coming up, folks. Don't miss it. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guest coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Laying awake at night with that all-too-familiar what-if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy. Gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Would you call your doctor to fix a leaky pipe? How about a mechanic to cater a meal? Would you hire a barber to watch your dogs? Of course not. You need the right person for the right job. So who do you call to help you reach your financial goals? Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years with their financial, estate, and tax planning needs, and I can help you as well. So if you want to reach a comfortable retirement, don't call your doctor, mechanic, or barber. Call me at 480-991-1055 or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. For a complimentary consultation, call 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
This is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14. It's a great one tonight. Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman in the terrific The Shawshank Redemption. It's only $5 on the big screen at 7 p.m. Do not miss that one. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Then join me Wednesday at 2 with my guests Deb Pastor and Michael Bird for the Granite Creek Cleanup. Lorraine Spears with exhibitors and contestants for the upcoming Yavapai County 4-H FFA Expo, and Professor Dr. Curtis James from ERAU with great news about a federal grant into preventing northern Arizona wildfires. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.